Okay, I would like to use, GM, if I may, a special ability. I'm not sure if I can use it because I think it's meant for... Well, maybe... No, because I don't think it's just meant for combat. I would like to use understanding. I can observe a creature or object and learn about it through observation, and then my next interaction with that object, let me bring up the thing. Your next interaction with that creature or object gains one asset.
Okay.
I'm gonna be looking at this spinny dog killer robot thing just in case it breaks loose. Give myself a little bit of an advantage.
With the in addition to RCH 13's sort of assessment of what happened, you get that information. It's just like a murder dog.
Sure. Yep.
Robotic tentacled saw blade murder dog.
Very normal.
Does it have an off switch?
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to touch it.
Are you prepared to learn this machinery?
No.
In the same sense that a 3-year-old who just discovered caffeine has an off switch.
Okay.
You pray to your deity of choice that it runs out of fuel.
Okay, so for right now, let's not touch it. I am gonna go see what's up with there's the guy who's chilling in the chair, apparently dead tired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, kind of alert, this dog probably killed that guy. Just, saving the detective work here for later. The dog totally murdered someone.
They did murder at least one person. It's your
detective work there, Archie. Let's take a look at this body and see if it's mutilated like the other.
Let's see if it has a key card. Let's see if it has a hand we can use, maybe.
Can you, play with the body, over there? Because I'm going to, drive this thing.
Sure, I'll move
it. Do you want me to move it? I can move it.
I would like to take a hold of the body and, I guess, move it out of the chair. But also, what state is the body in?
In a similar state to what you found the body in logistics.
Okay. So
it has the cyanosis, not as much suffocation as it is the carbon dioxide poisoning. Mm-hmm. Probably similar time of death to that of the person in logistics. It would take some sophisticated testing to actually get an exact time or whatever, but you would say a very similar state.
Okay, but has not been torn to shreds by the Cuisinart dog.
Has not been torn to shreds by the shreds, ninja blender.
To shreds, you said.
Is it a question? What kind of outfit or uniform is this this body wearing? And is it similar to the ones that we found in the other crew quarters?
I would call it Captain Casual.
Okay.
Not Captain Formal, but Commander Shepard on the ship before.
Sure.
I should be going.
Yes. Big Captain energy going on here.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe we should do what we can to keep the ship from going down with the captain.
I'd recommend cutting off the arm or just letting me hold his head so that we can just drag him around in case he runs into any more doors, because I'm all out of juice on the door situation. You get what I mean?
Is it a good idea to just... do we have to take heads and arms and stuff off like that? It seems messier than necessary and not very... nice.
You would think from up here that we could operate the terminal, unlock the doors. I don't know how this stuff works, but kid, you said you got a lot of experience simulated. figure out, unlock the doors.
Yeah, or you don't really have to, like, you don't really have to, like, unlock the doors in those kind of simulators. You just kind of, like, start the ship and, like, fly it. So I can probably do that part, but, like, unlocking doors, you should just go find the key cards that get left behind that match the doors.
Is there a key card on the captain's body?
Yeah, you are able to find something that's similar to, like, an identification. Because you are pretty confident that this is the captain, their clearance is going to work for every door. So I'm going to go ahead and remove the remaining locked doors off the map. They're still closed, but you have access to them whenever you want to open them.
Well, we know one of the rooms was full of cockroaches.
Well, we should probably go check the rest of the ship and see if we can find at least the other. There's at least two more bodies around here somewhere, probably.
Or two more murderers.
Yeah, that's possible too.
Hey, can this ship, like, scan itself for, like, bio signs? See if there's any other living creatures on board.
Is there an index somewhere, like one of those big signs, like at the mall, that shows you where all?
Well, you got a directory per se when you got aboard, so you have a map of this place. If you you can look at the screen in front of the captain, it does look like it was tracking life signs of two individuals. One is a call sign Calliope, the other is call sign Raquel.
Okay.
They are both showing flat lines right now. But it looks like those were the only two that were being tracked by the captain at the time of their death.
Why would they only track two of the people on the ship?
Probably because they were the only two left alive. Or maybe they were the two that the captain was trying to kill. I honestly don't know.
Those of you who came in and saw, like, the crew quarters here, or, like, the officers' quarters, saw the name Calliope associated with captain. So this is Captain Calliope.
Calliope.
Sorry. Got a war here.
So, we're going to try and find... We should probably try and find Raquel, then.
Well, hi. Raquel, if it was a woman, was it the one we found in logistics that Archie was carrying around? Is Archie still carrying around that dead body?
Yeah, I have. I've just been kind of like, I attached her like a belt clip, like a janitor chain, just to my spot. And I'm going to turn around and look at you guys and be like, hey, there's like a captain's terminal up here. We should be focusing on getting the ship running, because let me tell you, right in this vicinity, I can tell you that the killers have been taken care of right here. A la Exhibit A, and I'm going to point.
But that thing didn't shoot the other guy who got shot.
Right, but they're not here right now, and so we got a terminal that could hopefully help us with everything on this ship. You get what I'm saying?
Listen.
Yes.
I don't know how any of this works. Why don't one of you who does use the captain's terminal, figure it out so we can get going like Mr. Robot wants us to? Astrid, I mean you. You're the only one not doing it.
Okay, fine. Okay, I don't have to touch any more dead bodies, right?
Well, probably not.
Okay, good. All right.
Next 5 minutes or so, yeah.
All right, can I get Chekhov to, like, I guess I just need moral support. I don't think Chekhov can help me with this.
What is it that you're wanting to do?
I want to try and get into the ship system and get a current list of ship systems offline, online.
Oh, okay. And, yeah. You have captain credentials. With the captain credentials and everything, I'm just going to call this a task difficulty 2 intellect.
Yeah. Okay.
So it would be pretty easy to pull this up with captain credentials.
Cool. Excellent. I'm a quick learner, and making it easy makes it even better. That's a 7.
Get there. Okay. So I'm going to mark some on the progress clock here, because knowing is half the battle, G.I. Joe. It looks like... yeah, so it looks like the majority of the issues have to do with primary engines. That was in room 6 where Archie kind of worked a little bit on the electrical work. The secondary engine that is located off of like the secondary engineering sort of kind of works, and that's how you imagine they limped the ship. You also froze, but I think you're... I'll recap here real quick. So engines are the main problem. Primary engines are offline. Archie has been working on those. The secondary engine works, but barely. And that's how you feel they were able to limp this ship to one of the trade lanes to be able to like be discovered.
So they were trying to get help. They just didn't get help.
It was very slow. They were literally limping the ship to a trade lane so that the distress signal could try to reach out to someone, is what it seems like. Some of the other subsystems are kind of on the fritz. A lot of that has to do with the roach issue that you've encountered earlier. And but you feel like if you're able to get the engines up and working and you're able to do some preliminary recalibration of them, that you can probably get this to a dry dock somewhere and have it worked on and probably get it in good working order.
Okay.
But your primary prop, well, and then also life support. So life support, there's a few critical things that once you get those in working order, again, they're probably going to be sufficient for you to limp it to a dry dock. Put some Band-Aids on the problem so that you can limp it to dry dock and get everything, you know, fumigated.
Yeah, where is life support?
I think you can probably access that from primary and secondary engineering, as well as the captain's quarter, or not the captain's quarters, but the con. It's just not you focused on the engine, but now that you know kind of what the issues are and what you can do to work on them, that's where you are. I'll also say that you've got about half of your oxygen left. You've got about 3 hours left. If you had to, now that you have some focus on what repairs need to be done, you can start working on the ship in earnest if that's the direction you want to go.
Okay, so
yeah, I have an idea. Yeah.
Okay.
What if, so we have a roach problem, right? If this terminal has a control access to the doors, we can close off one of the doors, probably at the end of that 7 area. We can close off one of the doors, open up the rest of the doors on that whole giant right side of the ship, and then open up that front door to the vacuum of space. Then pretty much anything that needs, like, well, it'll just suck everything out, you know? Like, we already don't have the oxygen. It could just, like, suck all of the things out, and then we're scot-free. We don't have anything on that side.
What if it sucks out, like,
something
wires?
Yeah, there might be stuff we need. If it gets sucked out, we're not getting it back. I distracted the roaches for now. We can deal with pest control later. I think order of operations is... getting life support and then getting the engines online before we get any company from, you know,
I also think maybe we should take care of, like, the giant hole that the buzzsaws have cut into this cockpit at some point.
There's one last thing. While I'm already starting to go into life signs and like oxygen levels and CO2 scrubbers and everything, trying to get everything up and running so that it's so that we don't die. I would also, while I'm doing that, is there a log as what happened to the system control in the recess? Was tampered with, or what was actually done?
So you're interested in sort of the diagnostic log, like seeing what shut down when?
Yeah, and it makes sense because I want to see what was done, so I make sure to do it.
Yep, let me see what I can give you there. You see that, we'll say a couple of weeks ago, there is a significant power draw from the crew quarters that is kind of synonymous with some heavy duty medical equipment. So you see that happens. After this happens, over the course of another couple of days, you start to see different errors on systems, some on life support, some in lighting, some in engines. They just kind of progressively, smaller problems start to snowball into bigger problems.
Oh.
So you see that shortly after that, that onboard defenses are enabled by the captain.
Okay.
You start to see critical issues with oxygen and carbon dioxide levels as a result of the CO2 scrubbers not functioning. The oxygen usage doesn't decrease linearly. So it's almost as though there are fewer people needing oxygen as things go along. It does look like communications are down, then up, then down, then up, then down, then up. Of all of the systems, it's the one that's probably getting the most attention.
Okay.
You do see at one point there is one room that life support is manually disabled in at the end of this. It's this room 9A. At some point, there's like a caution that like the room's been sealed and life support's been shut off for that individual room.
Okay.
Eventually see at some point the carbon dioxide reaching critical levels, oxygen use levels off, carbon dioxide use levels off, and that's just kind of the situation there. So that's the log there.
So the crippled systems caught up when there was nobody breathing out carbon dioxide or taking up oxygen anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, I mean,
they kind of fixed it, and then it kind of hit, it kind of righted itself a little bit when everybody was already dead. Cool.
Sort of, yeah.
Takeaway.
So what is it going to take? What is it going to take to get you all to fly this ship? Because if it's hunt down a bunch of murderers, let's just go do that. If that's what it's going to take, we'll go hunt down all the murderers and we'll kill them. I'll just fling them out the airlock. That seems like that works for murderous dogs, so why not murderous people? We can just fling them out of airlocks, you know?
I know. According to this, I don't know where... I still don't know what happened with that bullet hole, but it looks like they just messed themselves up. It looks like this is just, like, they not really good at staying alive in space, apparently.
So you mean no murderers?
Well, I can't rule it out yet because we haven't found the gun yet, and we're still missing one person. Maybe. I don't think
you're missing two people.
We're missing two people. Well, and the dog doesn't have a gun for a face, so the dog didn't shoot anybody. So
there's two of the cargo bays we haven't looked in yet.
Okay, so I'm
shoot the dog in the face.
So I'm going to get I'll get the systems up and running here. Life support is going to be up and running as good as I can get it, and then I'll get the engines warmed up and going, and then we can get out of here. You guys, just to be safe, you might want to check the other rooms to see if you could figure out where the rest of the crew is.
Right.
You know, I hate to say it, but I want to agree with Archie here. Maybe we should just seal up the other half of the ship, open the cargo bay to the outside, blow it all out.
This is kind of on Mr. Dyson maneuver. In robot lingo, we call this a Dyson remover. Actually, it's a great name of a crew member here. And we're going to just suck everybody out, and then we're good. We don't need anybody.
So is it called the Dyson maneuver because it's the guy who invented the vacuum or something?
Listen, that's ancient history at this point, but yes, it is indeed that.
The only reason not to do it is if we think any of that cargo is valuable and we might want to sell it.
Well, whatever
the exotic meats.
We are not keeping exotic meats, but
I mean, it's already dead. I mean, there's no harm in selling it. That's all I'm saying.
All right, so I've got a question. When we finally get the ship, it's safe for us, reasonably. It can be piloted, and we can get it to some sort of not-aligned planet or docking bay or something to get the ship repaired. How are we going to pay to have the ship repaired? We don't have anything.
That's kind of a good point as well.
Presumably, there's stuff on board that you might be able to use to barter.
I'm going to sell the murder dog. I'm just going to sell the murder dog.
Honestly, guys, I'm totally okay with that.
At this rate, if we keep making viral videos like this, my ad revenue is going to get so high that I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. Now, to be fair, Archie's the only one actually like giving me good content so far.
Kid, I could tell.
So I can't really.
Don't know whether to be insulted by that or not.
But... Yeah. So no, Cobb. Actually, I have a comment that I'd like to make to you, and I hope you take this all right. Like a couple hours ago, I posted. Oh my God! Does anybody remember the player Cobb? R.I.P. He was a great one. And people have been blowing it up and saying, like, wow, rest in pieces. You know, that guy was amazing. And here you are, and not, like, a single family member or friend has contacted you asking why you're dead. Like, people, like, this was picked up by, like, major news. And nobody's contacted you worried about that you died.
Well, how do you know that? I've been on this stupid ship with you guys. There could be accolades and flowers coming in from all over the galaxy for me. You know, people think I'm dead. I'm not dead, and they are going to feel like fools when I make it out of this. And
here's your Wikipedia page.
Hey,
here's your Wikipedia page.
I'm going to stop you here. Astrid, you wanted to check the life support and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you two options. You can do a difficulty 4 to increase the repair clock by 1, mm-hmm. or you can do a difficulty 5 to increase the repair clock by 2. And this kind of represents like how risky, how deep you want to get into the programming, how much of this can be controlled electronically versus physically.
Okay. I have a question for you.
First?
Sure. As long as it's not check your Wikipedia page.
No, I do feel like I want to use a special ability of anecdote to raise Astrid's confidence in this ability. With her doing the deep dive, and
you're gonna tell me a war story.
I'm gonna tell her a sport story that's gonna relate to, pushing beyond your limits and doing things you never thought was possible. And I want to give her this anecdote to inspire her to raise her abilities on this next bit.
Okay.
Well, let's hear the asset, or let's see.
As long as she pays attention to my story, I guess it's very specific.
She'll pay attention. I mean, you've got high charisma, so.
Let's see. Lift the spirits of the group, help them bond, entertain them with an uplifting anecdote. For the next hour, those who pay attention to your story are trained in a task you chose that's related to the anecdote, as long as it's not an attack or defense action.
So basically, tenacity.
Yeah.
Like you okay. Can do it. I believe you're trained in tenacity for the next hour.
Trained in tenacity. Can I also use my first cipher, which is the additional effort enhance?
Heck yes.
So yeah, it's basically spiritual Adderall. I'm going to really concentrate on getting this done because this is going to keep us alive.
Are you going with the easier one or the harder one?
I'm going with the harder one.
Okay, so this should drop it to a difficulty 3, which you'll need a 9 or better.
Okay. Okay.
Experience point. Experience point.
Okay, all right. Yep. Experience point. Letting it go. Am I doing it again?
Just reroll.
Yeah, reroll again.
We need this. We need this because life is important. Life finds a way.
it needs to find
a
way.
Hey!
All right.
Natural 20.
Cobb taking all the credit for this.
Hey, Cobb, that was pretty good. Why didn't you ever become a coach after you were done playing sports?
Because
would have been pretty good at it.
Teaching is for those who can't do it.
Well, you couldn't do it anymore, so I'm sorry. Didn't mean that. So, that was rude.
Can't believe I wasted that good story on you.
Because you got the 20 on that, I'm actually going to bump it up to the 3 spots. So
yes.
You are able to find, I'm going to say a backup life support. And maybe this was something that a previous owner had built in that these owners weren't aware of, or maybe, two or three owners passed, just some sort of a backup feature that just didn't make it into the owner's manual and just got lost to the annals of time. So you've got a backup life support system that is beginning to scrub carbon dioxide. It's beginning to produce oxygen. It's going to take a while, probably at the limits of what the oxygen you have in your suit will provide before you get something that's not going to feel like you're on Everest.
Okay. I will share this with the guys, and I will say, but that's it's looking good. It looks like we're not going to die as long as you guys don't set anything on fire or poke any holes in the ship.
Yeah, fires might be a little bit easier, but
I'm just going to look at the.
I really don't like the way you said that.
Razor dog. Yeah, holes in the ship.
Yeah, no more holes in the ship. No fires, but We should be okay anywhere on the ship before we run out of air. And I guess we can start working on the engines. But it still remains to be seen. Should we check the other cargo holds to see if there's anything in there that we need to blow into the icy vacuum of space or hold on to so we can trade it at some point? I'm going to leave it up to you guys.
So you know from the manifest that room 1 had mechanical parts, and now that you've seen one, it looks like there might be another one of those crazers, but has taken some damage. It is not in pristine shape like the one that you found in Captain's Quarters.
Okay.
So there's another robot.
So it was the robots and not the stanky meat that may have caused the problem.
Well, room number 2 is probably where the stanky meat is. And the closer you look at the videos, you can almost see like the skittering of roaches.
Okay.
So you
vacuum alert. Vacuum alert.
So I will say that the rooms 1 and 2 would likely have encounters. Okay. Those would be time consuming and they may or may not assist with the repairs of the ship. I will say that you have probably sufficient information to get a good idea of what happened to the crew members of the ship. There's still 2 bodies you need to find. You did not see those on videotape, though.
Okay. Am I reasonably sure that the 2 missing crew members are, at this point, likely bodies and not living people, like, pulled up someplace? Because I really don't want to eject a living person into the icy confines of space.
There are, you haven't fully explored the officer quarters or the officer wing yet.
Where they turned off the life support on purpose.
I vote eject icy humans and save our butts.
All right, I'm going to agree with you. Whatever it is, it can't be dying over, but we still need to see what's in room 9 or 9A, the room that had the life support cut off.
Okay.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we just close the bulkhead to this section of the ship? We don't have to eject anything on the other section of the ship unless we run into problems.
Didn't you guys break 2 of those doors?
Not one of them. The one at the very beginning. We're going to break that. If you look on the map here, we broke the one to the left of 7. I
forgot about that.
Oh, but yeah, we didn't break the one to the right of
7. Oh, yeah.
That one. Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think we can close off the ship. I think
we can because I didn't break that one.
Yeah.
We only did bulkhead break closed.
If this bulkhead's closed and this bulkhead's closed, you're contained. In the interest of time, I'm going to hit room 9 here, just so you can see what's happening.
Okay.
Officers' quarters. This short corridor houses the ship's officers' quarters. 2 doors open towards the starboard. 1 reads Captain Calliope, while the other reads Pierce and Mig. The 3rd door opens to the bow. Okay. So this door is closed, but you have captain access. There is a little bit of a hiss, as though the atmosphere may have been a little different in here. This spacious room contains 2 bunks, a small dining area, and a shared workspace. On one of the beds, 2 uniforms lie as though entangled in an embrace.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 2 uniforms? Like, are there people in the uniform?
Or, like, folks that were, like, in uniform, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think I may have changed my verbiage at some point, but yeah. There's 2 bodies. If you can imagine, I'm going to use the term spooning, but I want it to be the least romantic thing that you can think of, more just like, it's not sexual, okay? It's not sexual.
It's like the old people dying on the Titanic as it sank in the movie.
Okay. Yes.
There you go.
Like that. If you examine the bodies, one of them has Big Spoon has telltale signs of suffocation. Mm-hmm. Little Spoon,
2 shreds, you say?
No, not 2 shreds. Their face, their throat, their eyes, everything looks swollen, almost as though they've had an allergic reaction.
Huh.
Exotic meats. Get you every time.
So that said, you have discovered all 7 bodies on this ship.
Okay. I'm gonna say I like the idea that, looking at this now, knowing that we don't have any possible living humans who might accidentally be killed in the process, I say we pull a Ripley and nuke it from orbit, or in this case, drop everything into the vacuum of space as soon as we have the ability to book it out of here. Which the engines are still offline, so we can't really do that.
No, yet. The engines are online. I fixed them.
You did.
But do we have enough power to like get away from the cowboys?
Yeah, it would probably help if you did some addition. So basically, the repair clock is at 5, and you need it to be at 8.
Okay.
If we want to abstract this. Now, there's some more work you could do on the engines. There can be some calibration that you do on the engines. But some other repairs need to be done, and this could be nebulous or whatever. But, you know, you've worked a little bit on engines, and you've definitely got the life support sort of sorted out.
Engine 8's right there, and that one was just limping along. So we could work on that one very safely.
I think the most important thing, if we're going to fly this ship out of here, if we're going to, you know, fuck off to wherever we need to go, is getting a cover story or some sort of distraction so we're not hunted down by the Freestar Collective.
Okay. I hate to say it, probably one of the best ways to distract them would be to dump a bunch of illicit goods and dead bodies into space.
I was going to say the same thing.
Ah, that's scary.
I was just going to say we tell them we're all contaminated and we have to, you know, like, disengage and they let us float out into space, then we take off and escape.
We can.
I mean, well, I guess they could maybe then try to destroy the ship. So
we could tell them that the robot took us hostage.
I tell you,
that's what I'm going to tell them anyway later. I mean,
how's your acting skills?
I'll ignore that. We should get on.
Clearly, you didn't see my motion picture touchdown in the outfield.
Wait, you were in a motion.
It's a very good.
Oh wait, I remember that. Film. You were playing yourself as a teenager, though. It was weird. You're like,
I was 35, but no one else could play me. Legend can play a legend, young lady.
Dude,
wow,
it was
12% score.
That's the critic score.
I scored more than 12%.
The critic.
The audience score was better. The audience score was better.
Actually, it was, but also that you. Wow. I have never seen a comment section that toxic. I'm kind of impressed. What did you do in that movie? I don't even remember it.
Well, it's kind of my. It was, you know, it was like my life story, but not my life story. So, as a young
wasn't there like an elephant and a camel?
I mean, those are the rules. Yeah, of course there were.
Okay, we can revisit this later. I think we should probably go. Love story. We should between the camel and the elephant, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Rotten Tomato score withstanding.
We should get
you have talked so much that you have burned oxygen.
Oh no. Okay. We should
get on the comms. Get on the comms.
Okay.
Call the other ship. Say that there is number one, a contamination. Number two, there are murder dogs, and number three, the ship engines are going nuclear and that we don't know what to do. Like it's just like it's going to happen and we can fake that we're about to explode. They're umbilically attached to us. These fucking humans aren't gonna wanna be umbilically attached to a nuclear explosion and an infestation and
dogs. Should I not be streaming this part where we're trying to figure out what lie to tell them?
Oh my god.
Just put a come back later screen or 5 minute pee break. Whatever.
Okay. I'll just pause the live.
Wait, guys. That's all right. How realistic is your YouTube channel? I mean, we can make it look like we're about to die horribly on your live stream and then send a link for the live stream over to the ship and freak them out so bad that they actually just take off.
Everybody already thinks Cobb is dead.
Oh.
We'll call it a difficulty 4, okay? So you're basically... What you're basically doing is you're trying to create like a live stream snuff film.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Found footage, Blair Witch.
Oh, yes.
And the thing is, though, like I'm calling it difficulty 4 because filmmakers do it all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like it's really easy hard with like the special effects on it. So I'm going to call it a difficulty 4. And what you can do is with your live stream, you can make
guys,
it seem
I
as
have
though...
the idea. Okay, hold on. I have these AR glasses that I can stream from. Let's put those on your little spy drone, make it act like it's investigating like the fucking crime scenes and shit. And then that's when we blow the fucking airlocks, put all that shit out to space, explode the spy drone, which will cut the live stream immediately. They'll see the fucking explosion and be like, oh shit, we gotta get the fuck away from that thing. And then we take off.
I hate the idea of if we blow it up, won't it blow us? It'll blow us up too, though, won't it?
No, Tom's
gonna walk right up to Archie.
Okay.
I know exactly what you were trying to do and why you wanted to blow out the airlocks.
Okay.
I'm on to you, robot. He put his little killer predator drone back there in the part of the ship when we blow out the airlock so he could use that little predator bomb drone to blow up those space cowboys so we can fly free.
Yeah, what do you think I'm trying to fucking do this whole time? I don't care about murders. I don't care about what happened to the crew. I'm trying to kill some fucking humans and go the fuck home. This has been the whole MO of the story. You guys, I mean, if there's any detective work, maybe you figured that out. But that's all I'm trying to do.
My God.
Are we live streaming a murder? Or are we live streaming like that part in Aliens where, you know, game over, man, game over?
Well, the live stream will cut out during the explosion.
Okay.
Right.
But we're talking about the production. I'll say the production of this is going to be difficulty 4.
All right, you guys work on that. I'm going to start fixing the engine.
All right, we're not killing the space cowboys. We're going to make it look like we're dead. That's what we'll do.
So here's what's going to happen.
Mr. Robot, we're all on board with that plan.
So there's two things that need to happen is what it sounds like. First of all, is you need to do some other rudimentary repairs to the ship because it's going to be challenging to outrun the Freestar Collective. That's where part two comes into play. Because if you create this plausible scenario where this ship is in bad shape and that you all are dead, they're not going to chase after you. So you do not need to have this ship at 100%. It just needs to be good enough for you to get to like some type of port.
Like everything is irradiated. The only one who's the survivor before the explosion can be our robot friend. They won't have any reason to chase just a robot on an irradiated ship full of dead bodies and tainted meat, right?
How do you feel about this special ability, Oratory?
Yes, so imagine the crowd. Your followers are the intelligent creatures.
Yes.
And that you are convincing them to take a reasonable action.
Yes.
And I know the reasonable action that comes to mind every time I watch a YouTube video. It's those three words. Like, comment, subscribe. Maybe even share, you know? So you hit them with that call to action so that you increase the chances that somebody on the Spartacus sees this video.
Yes.
Oh, I got an idea. Make sure you put the hashtag for the Freestar Collective and Spartacus in there. That'll get their attention because they monitor that stuff.
So if we say this is difficulty 4, if you use this, this is going to increase your reach. So I'm going to give you an asset for that. That's going to make this difficulty 3. If anybody has any type of like acting skill or something,
I have a book on. I have a book on human etiquette.
Because Cobb does have public speaking.
Never read it.
Does 13 hit it?
13 hits it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
easy. So reroll everything for free. Broken skill.
So you have created. You've created the scenario where all this stuff has happened, right? You've shot this video. bad stuff has happened. It's so crazy. You're showing dead bodies. You don't linger on them long enough to even be able to recognize if it's you or them, whatever. But you've set up this show that these bad things have happened, and you can almost hear the umbilical detach from your ship.
Murder bot, broken door. Don't worry about the roaches.
This is my masterpiece.
So the umbilical detaches, and you can kind of feel your ship creak a little bit as the engine wash of the Spartacus pushes itself away from the Eternal Beneficence. Good news, you have you faked your own murder from the Free Star Collective.
Cool.
The bad Easy. News is that you are now officially stranded on a ship that really needs some of the last finishing touches put together, and you only have 2 hours of oxygen left.
So I thought the oxygen's kind of fixed, but we still need to...
Yeah, it will be, but you're going to feel much better if the ship's completely repaired.
Okay.
Also, there is still a hole.
That is true, too.
Okay. So you guys deal with...
oxygen is not going to fix...
Astrid is going to say, you guys deal with the movie making and the hole. I'll start working on the repairs, because I still have that nice little buff.
Any number of things here. If you're able to figure out the crazer windshield situation and seal that up, that's a potential fix. It'll be a long trip home, but you'll have oxygen. Alternatively, you can get those engines running and you'll be able to get to your destination quicker. And even though your CO2 scrubbers are going to be fighting against the vacuum, you should probably be able to get there, even though it's going to feel like Everest inside the ship, pretty much.
What did you guys do with the door that you pulled off the hinges?
It's just like stuck up there. But I have an idea. I think I can fix the dog.
Okay.
I think I can neuter him.
Got it.
All right.
So I'm going to try to weld and like seal this dog off. So like the dog will be a part of the ship, but effectively
part
it's just
the ship,
sealed.
Part of the ship,
part of the crew.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to do this with a few things. But okay. You can figure out a difficulty. I'm going to kind of leave my idea.
So we are trying to weld around. I'm going to call this challenging because even trained people often fail. So I'm thinking a trained welder is going to look at this and be like, I mean, I'll try.
Flailing around?
Maybe try using the door instead of the dog.
I mean, I'm going to do the dog. I'm committed to the dog.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm going to use the robot getting injured.
I'm actually going to use all of a duct tape roll, which is in my equipment, to kind of like seal it all into place.
Duct tape. You know what? I have extra duct tape too.
Some flex seal. Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think that would bump it down one?
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it'll help contain the different tendrils, keep them out of the way. So yeah, I'll bump it down to 4.
Yeah, and then I'm going to now use a special ability that costs 2 of my intellect called Machine Interface. And I'm going to kind of calm the dog down.
Okay.
Excuse me. I can... Never mind. I can discern the level, function, and activation of technological devices that you touch. That's not going to help me, I don't think. So scratch that. I'm going to just use a repair skill. I'm trained in repair. See if that'll bump it down one.
So that'll drop you down to 3.
Assistance I can give from the understanding action that I did earlier, like kind of understand like the movements of the crater.
Oh, because you he's already using a repair skill. Okay. So I think we determined that you were giving the tenacity skill as trained. Mm-hmm. So those won't stack. So really the only way you can get skills to stack is if you're specialized that would like ease it by two difficulty levels. So you're at a three, so you need a nine or better at the moment.
There we go. That 16.
So it is tentative. It probably, I mean, I'm going to mark another hour here. It is touch and go. It is tentative, but you end up being able to get all these different like holes and stuff sort of plugged and welded together and utilizing parts of this dog. And I mean, it'll work until you get to port.
This reminds me of the robot in Borderlands 3 that just is like stuck right in the windshield of the spaceship.
So
I'm just looking forward to walking past this wall in the future and having like the tail just wag.
So you have now gotten the Eternal Beneficence to a point where you can limp it to the next port. Certainly, you won't be able to do any immediate adventuring with it, but you can get it to the next port, maybe sell it off and go separate ways, or try to get it repaired and maybe go adventuring together if you're into that type of thing. I'm not sure about this particular group. But the Freestar Collective has pretty much consigned you as dead while in their custody. Mm-hmm. And pretty much you no longer have like a record with the Freestar Collective. Now, that might change if they catch you again, but they're not actively looking for you. So you get the engines working. After a few more hours, the oxygen kind of situates and you are able to safely remove your helmets and your own personal life support on your suits. That said, the ship still has a few issues in the form of seven dead bodies, some roaches, and a murder robot locked in one of the cargo bays, but that might be a problem for a different day. But for now, the party has acquired the Eternal Beneficence in whatever state you want to call it in right now, and are free to roam this wild, wonderful galaxy. And that has been Starfield Cypher Rad Rolls Edition.